Can y'all hear me now? You're so special. Oh, I feel like a preacher now. Get up here. Preach, my goodness sake. Well, y'all have just been too kind to me. I think you just kind of feel sorry for me, tell me how good it did. But you know, that's just me. No, I'm not doing good?
They can't hear you, Mom.
You can't hear me. Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, what on earth? I'm so sorry.
You are so going to speak.
The devil is the one who don't want me to talk today, Daddy, but I'm going to raise my voice and praise the Lord today, you know. But y'all have been very kind to me, and I know you know, when you get to be 80, and I like to say mature. Because you get 80 and people say, I'm old, I can't do that. Where in the Bible does it say you're old? You don't have to do that anymore. Just sit your bottom down and just don't do anything. Let the young people do it. Fine, you've been a good example to young people, I hope, but you have to keep going. But we had a good, nice rest, let me tell you. Night before, as I got up yesterday morning, I told Kim, I said, I'm going to have to charge extra for these bags under my eyes when I get on that plane. They weren't sagging so bad today. But we did have a good night's rest and ran to go today, you know. My motors are going to go. I don't know if I'll ever get it stopped or not. But anyway, it's been a blessing to be here. I'm telling you that. I love to be around people that want to be happy. I don't like sad, fake people. I'm telling you, I see somebody that come, I say, well, good morning. And because they know Granny's always going to say, the college students, they know I'm going to always say, I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling great. In fact, we have he grew up in our school in our college, James Strickland. He's got back problems. This continues. So he teaches in our school, and so does his, let me know if I'm, you can't hear me? But anyway, whenever you see James Strickland, he's in pain all the time. And I say, James, how are you feeling today? He says, I'm feeling fantastic. And that's every day when he says, Miss Knight, how are you today? I say, I'm fantastic. I'm saying it myself. I may not feel that way, but you know, it helps somebody else along the way when you feel good. But anyway, I know I'm glad I made you laugh last night and cry a little bit too, just thinking about how good the Lord's been to me, that I have to be happy. He's given me all these years. But age is just a number, ladies. Do not think because you're past 60. I used to think that was 30. I used to think it was, oh, my goodness. But, you know, the older you get, the better you get. What can I say? But, you know, you can serve the Lord and look back at what you've done. You don't want to get older and mature and look back and say, boy, I wish I'd done this. I wish I'd done that. And we all don't fall short of that. But I'm going to talk to you today a little bit about some things that you can probably do, mature people. It seems like we have so many immature people here today. So Kim, I didn't know I was going to be talking to teenagers, young people. And start now. Don't say, I'll wait. Never wait. And never judge yourself by someone else's life, you know. I'm sorry. Some people have it, you know, you think, well, they had this in their life. They had this, that, all, you know, they had. And if you do have all your life been young people, you've always been, even older people, mature, have been in a Christian home with both parents serving the Lord. That is a major blessing. And you have a price to pay for that. You're going to have to answer for that. The devil's going to work on you all the time. So don't be, and don't be judgmental. I've got something to read you about being judged. Me not. You know, we judge people a lot, don't we? No, y'all don't. But sometimes we have a old heart does that, you know. I'm going to try to read this loud, Kim, so everybody can understand. You sound too loud. Anyway, this is called Judge Not. It's Martha Renown. I could have put my name down there instead of wrote that. Maybe I will. Anyway, it says, I was shocked and confused and bewildered as I entered heaven's door. Not by the beauty of it all, by the lights or its decor, but it was the folks in heaven who made me sputter and gasp. There were thieves, there were liars, there were sinners, and the alcoholics, the trash. What I'm talking about? There stood the kid that's in the seventh grade who swiped my lunch price, my lunch money twice. Next to him was an old neighbor who never said anything nice. And Herb, who I always thought was rotting away in hell, was sitting pretty on the cloud nine, looking incredibly well. Not in hell at all. I nudged Jesus and said, "What's the deal? I would love to hear your take on this. How did these sinners get up here? God must have made a mistake." Has heard of any of us here today? "And why is everyone so quiet and so somber? Give me a clue. Listen. Hush, child," said he. "They're all shocked. No one thought they'd see you." Had any of y'all ever heard that? When my sister passed away, she had so many things in the box and little things like that that she saved over the years. And so I kept that one. I love that. I just love that. I wish that I could say, this is what I wrote. I'm so wise in these things. But I want to tell you, I'm going to talk to you today about never getting too mature and never being too young to work in the ministry. Of course, I'm in the bus ministry, and I'm telling those kids, I'm telling them, they're blessing. I used to take vacations when I worked out in retail. My vacation to go to bus to with my bus kids. Oh, I love those bus kids, I'm telling you, because they are the ones that never have anybody loving them. And my Sunday school class, I'm telling you, and I hope it's 4th, 5th, and 6th grade girls, they know they're going to get a hug from us every Sunday. I don't care who they are, how they're dressed, anything else. They're going to get a hug and tell them we love them. And they keep coming back to visit us all the time from the youth department, which is right next to them. And of course, my prayer always is they'll be faithful when they get out of our department. But I always check on them, make sure they take care of my kids over there. And then I'll be speak up and nothing flat about that. But I love my bus kids, and the stories they tell you when you would go to camp with them, the lives they have, it just breaks your heart. It breaks your heart because what they have to live with. And the only love they see is when they come to church. Now, I rode on the bus some, and Kim worked in the bus ministry because her daughter and son both worked in the bus ministry. I love bus kids. Some people don't want to be bothered with the nasty bus kids, but I love them. And I did spend time with them, and I wanted to be a blessing to them. I get them laughing, too, a lot about certain things. And we have to be careful, I know, about all that, you know. Sometimes I get carried away. And he'll say, "Mother." I know I've overstepped my bounds then. But anyway, not only bus ministry, I've been in Sunday school a long time, too. And there's nowhere in the Bible that says, you're 60 years old, okay, check it off. I don't have to do this anymore and do that anymore and do this anymore. No. Nowhere to say that. You can keep going. Because yesterday I said, as long as God's going to give me breath and legs can walk even a little bit, if they can push me around in a wheelchair, I don't care. I'm going to do what I do. I went back to work, Kim knows, as quick as I possibly could. I try not to ever miss, I didn't miss church. And sometimes, because they made such a mess over here, they had to go back again. I was in a lot of pain a lot of time, but I just, I thought people are going to say, going to watch and see. You never know. People, we have a wonderful church, and as long as we've been there since 1971, that people love you, and they know what you do and what you can do and what you can't. But I know some of my dear friends, they were taught Sunday school for class of years, and they got a little down the years, and they quit Sunday school. Not Sunday school, but they quit the teaching to class. And the example we do for our students, and the ones that are coming up, because a lot of them say, "I can't wait to be in this class," different. "I can't wait to be in that class," and then because they know you, and then you're not there. So, anyway, I'm certainly not what I need to be in Sunday school. But let me tell you what another ministry that I'm in, that I don't know whether y'all are allowed to go to the jails around here. No, they don't keep me. They wouldn't want me. Get her out of here. But it's been about 10 years this year. I've been going to the jails in Hernando. It's not just me. I've got a lot of ladies that have been going. They put so many restrictions on us now. Yeah, of course, we know that's all of the devil. He doesn't want them saved. And there's been a lot of professions made. And we don't know whose heart, anybody's heart. So you can't judge anybody. Judge not. And we've got to have a lot of made professions. And of course, we've had, as Brother Kevin Hardwick says, a lot of repeaters. That means they come back again. And when I went back to jail after I broke my hip, some of them said, "Do you think they'll remember you?" I said, "Hope I don't see anybody I know still there, you know. It's not the object, you know." That's it. I make them laugh, but we have good devotions. We have right down, devotions are based on salvation. I think we're the only church that goes to that jail that tells exactly how to be saved right. And I don't know what with the system there. They're really trying to get us out. We've always had amends, and then when Brother Perkins, he was so faithful in that before he passed away, he got the ladies in. And those ladies, when they call me Granny. I have more grandchildren in the whole wide world. All the college students, everywhere I go, Granny, Granny, Granny. And, but it's easy for them to remember. And if you send your children to prostate, they'll have a built-in Granny. They'll love them and take care of them and fuss at them when I need to, you know. And they know that. They know that. Because I do. I love kids. I love people. I love people. My daddy loved people. He was just, you know, he wanted to do things people never take paid for. My stepmother used to really get upset about that. But she was sending in on the money and not what he said. It's too big of a blessing to give it away and to do for people than it is to take money for. We lived back in the country, and we didn't have much at all growing up. But, you know, we thought everybody lived like that, you know. And now everybody wants what everybody else has got. And I never thought I would ever see the America in the condition it is right now. You know, it's just want, 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 buy, 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 gimme, 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 and not think about anything else. Growing up in high school, this was everybody. I'm not saying we were poor. My Sunday school class used to say, "Were you poor?" I said, "I don't think so. Nobody ever told me I was poor. You know, what is poor? You know, we had our needs." But growing up in high school, we didn't eat. I mean, you had a pair of shoes for Sunday and a pair of shoes for church, for school. And they wore out. You got another. I mean, wore out. I used to tell my daddy, I said, "Daddy, if I ever ask you, I need a new pair of shoes because I need a new pair of shoes, you know." But we just didn't. I didn't live in the city. I lived in a little country town of Whiteville, Tennessee, close to where the Bolivar Insane Asylum was, in Bolivar, Tennessee. And a lot of people may know where that is or not, but that was, I was blessed to be raised there. We moved to Memphis for a while, and we moved back home. My daddy thought Whiteville was heaven on earth. But anyway, I'm just going to make a little list, and you check it twice, ladies, of the things that you can do. And this doesn't mean just for mature ladies when we get mature. And with so much wisdom we have in our heads, it's just bubbling out everywhere. Just can't even express how much wisdom we have. But I know that's not right. Lord, forgive me for that. And all day long, I have to ask, "Lord, forgive me for saying that. Forgive me if that's all. Forgive me. Forgive me." Because I'm tired of listening to you. In fact, I think he's like, "I am so sorry you're saved. I think you're ready to let me live this long. You don't want me back up there." But no, I'm just kidding, Lord. You know that. But anyway, we just think we can't do this and we can't do that. I don't feel good. Oh, you can't hear me? I can hear me. Have you ever been around somebody that always said, "I don't feel good"? Somebody, I don't care if you ask them if they... no help. "How are you today?" "Well, I have one lady in church." I said, "You know what? I found that if you're not feeling good, you just say, 'Yes, I'm feeling fine,' and you may get to feeling good." You know? that's so many people use that. I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling good. And one time I reached into a lady. I said, you know what? She said, how are you feeling today, you know, Granny? And I said, well, and I started to say, I'm not feeling good. I said, I am feeling good. And, you know, I said, I could tell you I wasn't feeling good. But what if Jesus isn't going to the cross? He said, I'm tired of this. I am not going to the cross. I'm sick of you people. You're not appreciative of anything I do. I'm not going to the cross. I'm going back up to heaven. See, I'm just tired. Now, it's a phrase you probably never heard before, but it came to me. I thought, yeah. How can we say that we're tired? Can't do things, especially for the Lord. You can't hear me? I'm not accustomed to public speaking, you know. public talking, yes. My specialty. But anyway, you know, he could have done that. Well, he could have called 10,000 angels. We'd all have to burn in hell. But thank the Lord for him that loved us so much and was more faithful than any person in the world. They said, well, he was the Lord. Yes. We'll never be like the Lord. We can still be faithful. We can still keep going. And some people are already out here because they can't. So many people that can't come. But if you can go to church, if you can get out of bed in the morning, put one foot in front of the other, and when I sit on the side of the bed and that alarm goes off, 5:15 every day, thank you, Lord, and I was able to put my feet on the floor today. And let me be a blessing. Not a stumbling block. I talked about stumbling blocks. I'm sure I have been stumbling blocks in other people's life, and I praise the Lord. I have not been able to get somebody out of the ministry or discourage them. Talking negative. I have to pop myself in the mouth every day more than once, you know, if I have a bad thought or even listen to someone saying something negative. Be careful, ladies. Be careful. You say, well, nobody knows. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. The main person knows, and that's the Lord. And, of course, I have a good support system. I realize that. With my daughter, and, of course, our preacher, he's just so, I can't tell you how good my pastor is to me, this old wood lady. Mature wood lady, you know. But he puts up with me, and I'm sure if I was his mother-in-law, he wouldn't have let me come back to work. But you know what the consequences of that, don't you? Yeah. But anyway, I want to tell you some other things that you can do. You can make phone calls. Everybody can make phone calls. I don't care. Even young people, just because the old people at home can't do it, or disabled, so to speak, nursing homes are full of people. And it breaks my heart to go and see how so many of them are there. The family members never go see them. Put them in there and let the people take care of them. But don't want to deal with their families anymore. And years ago, people used to bring them in the house, like Miss Sutton said, she had her dad in her house until he passed away. And I know a lot of ladies in the church that did that. You take care of your family. And I'm sure that my children, I have no doubt that they'd take care of me when I've gone away. And I've got all my funeral arrangements already. I've already got I got the most beautiful casket pick Dad you ever saw. I'm telling you, when I picked that casket out, I told that director, he thought it was crazy because that would have been about 8 years ago. Had this orchid on the side. I said, oh, don't you think I'm going to look good in that? And you know what he said? Yes, ma'am. I said, now I know what color dress to get to wear, you know? I picked out my thank you cards for coming to my funeral and to send out, you know, a little sign in books so the kids can see all came and who said, hooray, your mom is finally gone. And jokingly, one time I said about this, I said, well, Brother Russell's going to preach my funeral. Of course he will. Brother Westmoreland's going to preach my funeral, my pastor, and he's going to do a wonderful job. I know he is. He's going to say, she's in a better place, and Lord, this is a better place because she's there. Don't tip him out on that. He probably wouldn't like to say that. No, he wouldn't. So, yeah, I'm in a better place, and down there people can kind of settle down and say, oh, thought you'd never leave. You know? But anyway, I just want y'all, people just get out of ministry. I don't know, some of you pastors' wives and some of you full-time Christian service or just people to go to church. I mean, you see how people drop out. not of church, but of doing something. If you ask them, well, no, I don't feel like it. They used to come to every meeting we used to have, and now they don't come because they're a little mature. But we, besides the bus ministry, say the jail ministry, and do it all, anything. You can find anything sitting at home that you can do if you can't get out. You can be, you know what, I hope that I've been a blessing to people by coming to church. They, you know, and when I started coming back, I could hardly walk or come. Oh, it made me so mad. Because I had to use a walker and then a wheelchair, and I thought I graduated from it and back in the airport or back to the wheelchair again, you know. And thank the Lord for them. Thank the Lord for them. But you young people, you know, you don't have a lifetime like some of us. You don't never know what tomorrow will bring. Serve the Lord. Get in a ministry. College kids have to be in the bus ministry every day. I hope that when I pray with them visiting, that they'll visit because it's going to be a blessing to them, not because I've got to visit until 12:30. Okay, 12:29 here, and stop. You know, we do that. We go put everything on a time schedule. Stop, like age or anything else. But when I remember when I turned 70, Kim said, "Mother, do you feel 70?" I said, "I don't know. I've been 70 before." And then people, I used to go on high school reunion. They said, "You haven't changed a bit. Don't tell me I look like this at 18. Please don't tell me." And then at the age I am now, you know what? People say, "You don't look 80. Well, how are you supposed to look at 80? Miss Hudson, how are we supposed to look at 80? Hey, yeah, and that's what we're doing. We're doing a good job of that. We are doing a good job. But that's, you know, you stop and think about those things. I probably was not here yet. You didn't think about that. Like I said, I thought 30, 35 was ready for the nursing home or the wheelchair or staying home. But, of course, back in the days that I went, we went to church all our lives. That's all we knew. I know nobody's as old as I am, and I don't know whether you remember this or not, but when we went to, we had what we call flower sack dresses. Remember what I'm talking about? Probably don't. Well, let me just tell you what it was. It wasn't just for people that, you know, didn't have very much. We didn't. Country, we had all we needed. But back in those days, because times were so bad, because everybody had to buy things when you didn't grow in the garden, you'd have to buy things. Am I going too long? I'm over? Oh, okay. Well, whoever's next is not important. Sorry about that, Lord. But anyway, they asked, "So sorry, I don't know what knows this. I know I'm. Do you remember this about Miss Hudson? You know, I remember your flower patch dresses. I mean, flower sack dresses. When we used to, 50-pound bags of flour you'd buy at a time, but they always printed on pretty material. And they did that because it was during the war and everything was rationed. Y'all don't know anything about rations and stuff, but you had to have little stamps to get everything. But I'm telling you, I had the, you know, pretty, we called them flower sack dresses. We just thought they was the prettiest things in the world. And that's what we wore to church. You got a story? Okay. Go, girl. Mm-hmm. And I bet some of you, well, your kids wouldn't they want a flower sack now, but you certainly won't tell them what it was. You say, "Oh, I bought this in Macy's." But everybody shops in Macy's. But we don't shop at J.C. Penney. I hope y'all don't either. But I told Kim, I said, "I think this is the last thing I bought at J.C. Penney," and that was a long time ago. But anyway, that's what we had, and they did that on purpose, making those because it was during the Depression and times like that. But that was our Sunday dress, our play dress. We had a Sunday dress. You came home, took it off, and put your play dress on. But see, hey, teenagers, young people, you ain't got it so bad after all, do you? Oh, my goodness. Everybody's got to have what somebody else has. Whether they really like it or not, they want to wear it because somebody else is doing it. Have you ever done that? Nah, you ain't going to tell me, are you? Oh, you're not going to fess up today about that. But this is me. I chase rabbits all day long. I know I'm so sorry about that. Of course, I've said never compare yourself. And really, Satan's out there. He will never get thee behind you. My grandma used to get after me because I spent a lot of time with my parents were divorced with my grandmother. Oh, what a good teacher she was. But I was bad. I was mischievous. I know you can't believe that, but I was very mischievous. I can say about every whipping, whipping that I got, I deserved because I didn't obey, as my granddaughter said, obey, obey, obey. But anyway, I learned an awful lot from her, and she'd get the floss water out, and she'd say, get thee behind me, Satan, you know, and all those kind of things that you probably have already heard, some have heard of, but it's in the Bible. But you know, when was it in the Bible, or some, you know, I think it was when Satan was tempting the Lord. Can you imagine the devil tempting the creators, the Son, Jesus, that could do no sin? And you know what he said every time? He didn't say King James, but he said, it is written. And he meant it was written in the King James Bible. It is written, it is written. But you know, as I tell the Sunday school class, and I even talk to college students, I say, you know what? If you think, oh, he's gone away, he ain't gonna bother me anymore. No, he's just waiting. He's very patient. The devil's waiting for young people's lives to be ruined because he's gonna show you all these things. But when it's all said and done, you have a ruined life because you listen to the wrong person. I have not been the example I need to be. I know I have. I fail in so many ways, and my daughter has to get after me every now and then. Sometimes she thinks she's a mother. I can't imagine that. And they'll say, you know, with Miss Kim, I said, listen, I'm the mother, and she's the daughter. Even though sometimes, you know, they say you switch places. Sometimes does Kay do you that way? Sometimes, yeah, I know. Sometimes she's right, and I say you're right, Kim. Most of the time she is, and I really respect her opinion of me. And I know sometimes I embarrass her so much. Well, she is a pastor's wife, and but you know, I gotta be me. The old song, I gotta be me. I gotta be me. And singing wasn't one of my things. She can sing. I can sing pretty good. I can dance. I used to can dance, too. But if I can't do anything up, I can sing and dance. Ooh, can't dance anymore. Well, I can wiggle a little bit, though. My wiggle's still there. But anyway, ladies, this has been a blessing to me. I'm telling you. When Kim said, I said, Kim, you know I cannot speak. And you know now. You all know I'm not a speaker, but I am a talker, and we could talk for eternity. College students, I was telling, Tim Mahana's family, girlfriend's family, he goes to our college, and I said, not Tim Mahana, but Tim LaFlame. Anyway, that the college students come in, and I just chat away, you know, I'm just talking, and I said, if you have to go, you go right on, because I'm going to still keep talking anyway. It didn't hurt my feelings at all. And they look at me, I said, go, you can go. Kim, one day, she remembers this, but she's come by, and sometimes I do talk to myself. I talk to myself at home, and I disagree. Oh, Lord, I disagree with me a lot. but I was talking to myself, and I do at the desk. I'll be thinking out loud. We're going to talk that, thinking out loud. And she said, Mother, you talking to yourself? I said, I sure am. Don't interrupt. But, you know, when you get to be mature, as I am, they think you're senile anyway. You can hug all the boys. Me and you won't. They don't. You know, I'm telling you, that's a blessing. You know, I mean, then preachers come in, I give them a big old hug, you know, because she's all. Little do they know. No, I know Mrs. Dean Miller Sr., she's really picky about her husband, anybody hugging him. And she lets me hug him. She knows I'm going to hug you. No. But, you know, I think, you know, they could be my sons, and I love them. I appreciate them. And being a secretary, I am not a, a professional executive. You get that dictionary out and figure that, oh, I'm so far from that, it's not even funny. I'm telling you. So anyway, I'm just working the office, the church office. And I have the phone. I love to talk on the phone. I know that surprises y'all. In fact, I get long-winded with a lot of preachers. They'll say, is Brother Westmore in tonight? And oh, you did call to talk to Brother Westmore. Let me check, you know. Because I know most of them. I used to, Brother Tony would call. He'd say, it's Tony Hudson here. Brother Westmore in. I'd say, hi, Brother Hudson. Hi, in the world are you doing? We're looking forward to you coming. All this is this. Brother Westmore want to talk to me? I think he called me out. So, yes, sir, let me get him for you. But sometimes he's not there, and I talk longer. But most of the preacher, Brother Dignan, once a member of this church, he's always so kind to me. I always love you, Miss, and I just love talking to you on the phone. And they're kind. I know, I think, oh, won't she shut her mouth? But, yeah. But I'm long-winded. I talk a lot, and I've probably gone over time today. But and I probably won't ever be a good ass back, and that's okay. I am still going to be talking. And you, when I'm in my grave, you'll say, well, I wonder if she ever shut up. But I hope I've been a blessing. I hope I've been a blessing to you. And not a curse on you today. Whew. Boy, we had some good speakers, but let me tell you one, it was a good talker. She didn't say nothing. But anyway, thank you again for your kindness to me, and I hope I can give. I hope I would talk to you some things that no matter what age you could do. Don't stop. Sometimes husbands pass away and people quit coming to church and quit being faithful in the ministry and say people have dropped out. And I worked into the nursery ever since I'd been at Bethel almost until I broke my hip. And I would go back in there, but I don't want to pick up a child and drop them or something like that. But I worked my times during the month, and I worked every Saturday. I had my own turn on Saturday watching the kids and the babies and the little kids, and I love them so much. Mom, every time I say kid, I think about mother-in-law. She said, kids are goats. Don't call your children kids. Call them children. But anyway, and then I just kept going with that. And even Kim would say, Mother, don't you want to give up that on Saturday? No, as long as I can. Because once you give up on something, God may stop you from doing anything, ladies. Thank you so much. You've been a wonderful audience.